The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Well, I can't guarantee how much common sense you'll get today or this week because Doc's not here.
Well, let's be honest. There's really never much common sense,
well,
even when Doc's here.
Yeah.
Well, we need to fix that opening, probably.
There's a collision of something.
A collusion.
I just don't know. It's a collision of something. Anyway, it's at the Blaze, Brad here, and then there's Cal 79 over there, and the real Chris Cruz, as opposed to the fake Chris Cruz who gets everyone in trouble.
He changed it.
Did he?
He did.
He changed to something else.
Because he was getting you in trouble?
No. I guess it was time for stop trolling me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still get the lawn. I've got Cal's lawn and Cal's lawnmower. I still tweet it.
By the way, I saw the picture of your lawn. It looks really nice.
Which one? The
really nice one. It's not your lawn. I mean, it looks like somebody's golf course in their front yard.
You know, I'm a little jealous, but I try, you know.
You're providing a public service, though. You make the rest of us feel good about our lawn. That's the thing.
Exactly.
So, man, it was hard coming back. Not as hard as it was coming back from Hawaii. Was that in October? That was hard. I almost didn't.
So in the last year, you've been to Hawaii and now Mexico?
Uh-huh. I've been out of the country more often or more times in the past year than I think I've ever been.
Is there something to tell us? Are you dying? Are you
No.
Just bored?
Running drugs. I mean, you got to do something to make a living.
Can't remember the last time I went on vacation.
Right?
Hawaii, well, Mexico. Wow.
Well, see, it's
wasn't that Colombia?
What you need, yes. Well, but I wasn't going to tell anybody about that. What you need to do is find a very wealthy woman and marry her.
Oh, a sugar mama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that what?
That's what I did.
Okay.
Well, and when you do that, you gotta, you know, you pay in other ways. Are you paying in the other ways?
We always pay. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Nothing is free, ever.
You
nothing
pay in the ways of satisfaction.
Right.
I hope you're satisfying.
Yeah.
All right,
I mow the lawn and, you know,
and clean the pool.
Turn the head to yep. She makes me wear that stupid thong though when I quit. You remember, you know, guys don't remember, we used to call thongs the stuff you wore on your feet.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The
what happened?
Sandals.
When did that get flipped?
When did it become banana hammock? I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
That used to be, you used to wear thongs on your feet, and then what was it?
Banana hammock.
Just, yeah. But I mean, they would just call them underwear.
Speedos.
Speedos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then something somewhere along the line changed. Everything flipped around. Now we wear thongs. Imagine being that whole waking up from a coma in 20. Wait a minute, you're wearing your thongs where?
Yeah.
I used to wear them on my feet. But Mexico was absolutely wonderful.
How many things did you lick?
And just to clarify, I love that rule. If you lick it, it's yours.
Yeah, it's a fascinating rule.
And it's
really one that we should all go by.
That's the first time I've heard of this rule.
What?
You lick it, it's yours.
Don't you remember that as a kid? You get, you know, so you pick it up, and look, it's mine. Because you lick
or
it.
Or if you don't, or if you want you to have the last slice of pizza,
right.
You lick it.
Right. Because no one's going to want that slice of pizza
except
after you've
me.
Licked it. Except for the person
Chris.
Who licked it, or maybe Chris. I mean, he still may, even if you licked a piece of pizza, Chris still may take. I mean, that's
I think I did that in like high school.
But it still works. It still works today.
It still applies. Okay.
So when I saw Chris remind me of that rule on Twitter, I tweeted the picture of the, what was it, coate?
Yeah,
coate.
What's a coate?
It's the cutest little, it looks like a cross between a cat and a raccoon. I mean, they're just, and they're adorable looking.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, apparently, they are gremlins. It says, because a big sign, yeah. This big sign that said, which if you lick them, obviously saliva would get. But it says, do not pet. They're not pets.
The coates.
The coates are not pets.
Do they come up to you or anything?
I never saw one. I know, only on the picture. And it was very strange. And I just thought the reason they had to put those signs up and saying, do not touch the coate. They're not a pet.
See how cute those are?
I mean, you want, when you see one of those, why wouldn't you want to walk up and pet it? Because they're cute.
Yeah.
Especially the baby ones.
Yeah. But apparently, you know, they will eat your face. And that's not a good thing.
So it is like a gremlin, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but the mogwai, before it becomes mogwai, a gremlin.
Yeah. Yeah, the mogwai. The
cute little mogwais.
And that's...
Once you feed them after midnight
I thought,
get them wet,
right?
It turns into a coate.
Yeah.
A gremlin.
And those, apparently, they're running all around
the resort.
That was at the... which was not the... Not Chichen Itza. Tulum.
Tulum, okay.
Tulum, which is absolutely...
So you went because I told you to go there.
Yes, you did.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And you also recommended Xel-Há. Which we got to get this whole X being a sh thing in
Mexico. It's a Mexican thing.
But why isn't it Mexico?
Because I think original Mayan
is
that. And then average, everyday Spanish, Mexican Spanish.
Don't look at me. It's looking the wrong person. Don't look at me.
What, Puerto Rico's not in, Mexico?
No.
I thought Puerto Rico was in Mexico.
I think it's close. it's geographically close. So apparently the Mayans, it was fascinating going and seeing the structures and thinking these things, some of them are what, 900 BC? They're just
really old.
And they're still standing today. And you look at them and you think, man, somebody thousands of years ago stacked these rocks and put the mortar in. And
you know, it's funny. I was having a conversation with my dad over the... So long story short, I'm from Egypt, obviously, where we have the pyramids of Giza. Mm-hmm. My dad is a...
Those were built some time ago,
too. Yeah, some time ago, too.
By aliens.
And right. My dad, he's a kind of like a wholesale travel agent. His thing is that he takes like big groups like museums and companies, and they do these big trips and they go to Egypt. So one of them is an author, this guy who does a lot of research, and his name is Robert Bouval, if you want to look him up. And he, not Duval, the actor, Bouval with a B.
That's your dad?
Robert Bouval? That's the guy he works with.
Oh, okay.
And this guy, he has a history of books, and he does all this research of how his whole theory is that aliens came to Earth and helped these ancient civilizations like the Egyptians, the Mayans, blah, 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 to help, to give them the technology to build these things because it's...
Right.
Basically, no possible way using the tools of the time that these people could have done what they did.
Could have drugged those rocks up that side.
Yeah, just stacked them. The rocks are human, and the Chichen Itza pyramid is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing compared to the Giza pyramid, which is gargantuan.
Right.
But still, it's an amazing feat. And you know, they have the whole thing with the spring and winter solstice when the sun hits at a specific point, it lights up this whole thing, and it becomes this. It's like mathematically impossible to do it.
Right.
By freehand, basically. And this is what they did. They did it, you know, with their own tools and with the, you know, stars.
Compass.
It's completely over my head, you know.
Didn't have a compass.
So I had this argument with my dad, and he's telling me, you're telling me there's not 1% possibility of all the planets in the universe that there's some other life out there. And I was like, no, not buying it.
See, I already like your dad because I agree with him.
He goes into this whole thing, and I'm like, no. I don't think so.
So you don't think there's a chance that there's something else out there that could have come down?
It sounds like archaic what I'm about to say.
All right.
But I'm a bit more, I feel like that is almost the proof of God to me, is that there are so many planets out there.
Right.
So many, you know, millions, billions of galaxies. And the fact that maybe just one of them.
You just said maybe.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not. Maybe
you said so. You left the door open. Is
sorry,
what you did.
I'm rewording.
So there's just one. So you're going to go hardcore and say there's only one planet.
The fact that it's only one planet among millions with
billions.
Intelligent life on it.
Right.
To me,
where's the intelligent life?
Right. The we're aren't we are we're okay. Huh. Semi-intelligent life. Yeah. To me, almost proves the fact that there is a God out there because of this, the chances of that, you know? Obviously, with the number of planets out there, there's got to be. You think,
right?
How just by sheer numbers. And I think they say that mathematically,
so you're leaving the door
open. Impossible.
So it's possible that there's another planet out there.
I'm saying my personal belief is that I don't believe in aliens, but by sheer numbers, the average person would say, how could you not? For me, it's almost like, that's the existence of God, that there is only one of billions.
So you're saying God's a one-trick pony, he can only get it right once?
Not that he only get it right once, that it's so rare, intelligent life.
Right. So again, you bring up this intelligent life thing. There's life here.
Okay, whatever we're going to call it, we'll call it.
All right.
See, anyway, we're off on a rant here. But
and that's just it. When I was there, and I've heard the theory about the
pyramids and all that,
and the fact
that... And I've seen these things. They're amazing. I mean, it's awe-inspiring.
Yeah. How did they do that with ropes and donkeys?
Well, there's lots of theories, but there's
a lot of
Israeli
people.
Jews. Well, yeah, you had those too.
Back then, they were called Jews, though. The Jews.
Right. They get a lot of work done in the day, but I don't know if it's that much. I don't know. I think there is.
It is a phenomenal feat.
Well, and what was it? Remember the guy on the History Channel with the hair?
Yeah, he's always like aliens,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
The meme guy. Yeah.
Well, I've watched a lot of that stuff on there, and some of it. I mean, one of the theories is that the pyramids were for electricity. That mm-hmm. they transmitted wireless electricity.
Okay.
How smart would that be? I mean, that's brilliant.
Well, didn't Tesla, because I heard Glenn talk about this a lot.
Well, Tesla invented Wi-Fi. Yeah,
yeah, Tesla was already mm-hmm. ahead of his time, where he already invented a cell phone or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That goes back to the theory of the carburetor that was invented that would get limitless, you know, like 100 miles a gallon. And then, you know, like one of the oil companies bought it and stuck it on a shelf. So that people obviously couldn't use it,
right?
So that they could keep the price of oil up. So that could go down the conspiracy.
You jump down that rabbit hole, you'll be forever, like, you know, conspiracies and
right.
But you'll never get any sleep.
But back to the mines and all of them and the pyramids and this and Chichen Itza and Tulum. When you look at those structures and you think about the amazing ways that they built this, and then these are the same people that when they take their warriors, they'd have the battles. And they would take their best warriors and what?
Cut his head off.
Where does that make any
I remember
sense?
That when I went through teaching the CS, so Chris is looking at us like crazy. So apparently, like, they had this once a year thing where they would gather all their tribes, I guess, and then they mm-hmm. get their most strongest warriors, and they would play this game.
Hunger Games.
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like
the ball.
Yeah, it wasn't like a Hunger Games. It was an actual a sport, there would be two teams. And they would play with a ball, and they'd have to get the ball through this concrete ring, which was almost impossible.
Oh, yeah, it's like the movie El Dorado, the cartoon movie. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. That, yeah.
And it's a 9-pound ball,
to get through this ring that's, so small. And you couldn't use your hands or feet. You had to bounce it off a mm-hmm. shoulder or a knee or a chest and get the ball through this. And the guy who did once you did that, you win. Like, whoever did that one time, because it was almost impossible, would win. And the MVP, the guy who did it, would be sacrificed. And it was, this great honor. And I didn't get that.
I just don't understand. Because when it's time for battle,
you want that guy. That
you want the guy.
To the 9-pound ball to a 2-inch hole. Yeah.
That's so these are the same people that figured out how to make these incredible structures.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. There's a disconnect there.
And there's a lot of technology that came out of the Mayan civilization and the ancient mm-hmm. Egyptians. And you wonder how these guys pulled this stuff off.
See, I think we've got you going
aliens, dude.
I think we've got you going.
But there's
down
no
that
proof.
Road.
There's no. I mean, show me proof of aliens.
If you had proof, you wouldn't need faith.
Hey, blind faith.
See.
But everybody's willing to believe of aliens without any proof. It's the same thing when they won't believe in God. And show me the proof.
Well, that's just it. If you had proof, you wouldn't need faith. And that's what it's all about, is faith. Faith in the possible.
Aliens, dude.
Exactly. Continue down this road here in just a second as the Morning Blaze continues.
You're waking up to the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Yeah, Doc is probably sleeping in somewhere this morning.
Lazy bastard.
Yeah, have we heard from him?
Seriously.
Nope. Have you? He's been tweeting you?
God.
Yeah, well.
Is he texting and tweeting?
In theory, he's on vacation. In theory. So it's Brad Staggs at The Blaze, Brad at Cal 79 at The Real Chris Cruz. And if you're going to tweet us, use the hashtag What I Learned Today. As you already know, this one, Cycle? What'd she say? Cycle. It's amazing what 2,500 years can do for trial and error. P.S. Had Jews built the Giza pyramids, it'd have been a deli. Is that racially insensitive?
I don't know, but it's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Let's
see, and we like to think if it's funny, it's true.
Yeah,
or no, it's not offensive if it's funny.
Right.
Or if it's not offensive, it's true. I forget
if
the rules.
It's not offensive if it's
true.
Wow.
Which Doc has gone one day. You already forgot the rules.
I already forgot the rules.
Cal, and by the way, Cal's not even supposed to be here today.
I'm not supposed to be here today.
And you came in just because...
What, I would take that as an offense.
Why would I take it as an offense?
Because he believes that he needs you to run a show.
Not believe. I just want to be supportive.
Right. And you're very sweet for doing that.
And
I will never forget that.
And Doc guilted me into it.
Right. Yeah.
Why are you supposed to be off today?
My dad's in town.
Whoa, the little Muslim's in? I thought we had a ban.
How did he get in the country?
He's a citizen.
Oh. Wow.
They're allowing that now? He's one of them guys.
Holy crap, I leave for a week.
This was a long time ago, right? This was not overnight.
He's one of them guys that got his citizenship the legal way, believe it or not. And with me, myself, and my, that's
right.
The three of us.
Right.
My parents and I, we all got that a while ago. So yeah, they let him in the country. So I haven't seen him in about 2 years. So he came down to visit me for the weekend. And then he's heading back. So I was going to take today off. He came in on Friday night, so we spent the weekend with him. He's leaving today. I was going to take the day off today.
Well, you should have. You should have spent
time. I'm going to leave right after the show. I just came to be supportive.
Very nice.
And Doc guilty.
Is he still? Yeah, Doc guilty. Your dad's probably still asleep then, right?
Yes, he is.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Well, say he doesn't technically know that you're gone.
Yeah, no.
All right. That's good.
I'll be there when he wakes up. All right. I'll get him back.
Well, that's creepy.
I did bring in some gifts from Mexico.
You did?
Yeah, ooh, so, I did. Yeah. I brought in some. And now apparently there is no
embargo?
There's no limit.
Limit?
Yeah, I guess you can do this. I think you always could with Cuban
cigars. Yeah, you could always bring them, yes.
But you had to bring. Yeah. Oh, you know what they would do? They would take the bands off.
Yes.
Oh, and the Cuban.
Yeah, the Cuban band. And I still.
We got stogies here.
Yeah, these are.
Cigars.
For Mexico.
Cuban cigars.
Cuba. From Havana, Cuba.
From
although
Cuba.
They misspelled it, they spelled it Habana.
That's how you spell Habana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you say it in Cuban.
Yeah. Right.
Habana.
You guys don't have spell down there.
No, we don't.
It's H-A-V.
I have a question. Puerto Rico, obviously, speaks Spanish, Puerto Rico. Yeah. Is it different? Because I don't speak Spanish. So. They speak Spanish, Puerto Rico and Colombia. I mean, yeah. South America,
it's like,
Mexico. Is it like a different dialect?
Yeah, Doc asked me the same thing when I was taking him to the airport.
It's still Spanish, right?
It's still Spanish. It's like you guys talking to the British people.
Oh, it's more formal.
Yeah.
So you guys are kind of like
the ghetto.
I was gonna say you're ghetto.
Yeah.
So it's
Puerto Rico is a ghetto.
Estamos cambiando a un formato de toda la música española.
I didn't know you speak Chinese, Brad.
See?
Wow. Yeah.
Fluent Chinese.
Puerto Rico is the ghetto. What did I just say? Spanish. Then? Something about food.
What do you mean something about food? You didn't get.
Estamos cambiando.
We're changing.
A un formato de toda la música española.
Oh, the music, Spanish music format?
Yes.
Why are you changing?
We are changing to an all music. Spanish music format.
Oh, okay.
Surprise, everybody.
Hola y buenos días.
Otro nuevo punto cinco.
El fuego en el mañana.
You're going to need this.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico is the 51st state.
I keep hearing
they voted yesterday.
We said yes.
97% of the voters said they wanted to be a state. However, the bad news is only 23% of the 23% of the population showed up to vote.
Oh, and I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you this is why.
All right.
Puerto Rico is not the most accessible island
to get to
voting polls and we're not that organized.
Are you guys still using donkeys and stuff?
We like,
don't
still
cars yet to get around?
We're still trying to figure out how to make the wheel. Our wheel is square.
I've driven in Puerto Rico.
You know what I'm talking about.
It is, and this I was wife number one. Yeah,
carry
wife
the two.
One. Yeah, let's see. Fractional. Yeah, wife number one. She swore, because we drove up to some city in the mountains mm-hmm. to see some festival or something, mm-hmm. and she said to me, if you get me through this alive, I'll never criticize your driving ever. No, it was more, if you get me through this alive, I'll never criticize your driving again,
good God.
My pretty. And, of course, I got her through it alive,
our one
which was a mistake. But
usually, like, when you're going up to El Junque or Rio Grande or something like that.
Could you speak English, please? I don't
to know the Junquio. What's the Junquio?
Junque. This is a rainforest.
Okay.
It's just a one-lane street where you have semis
and
vehicles.
And burned out cars on the side of the road. Yeah. I mean.
Wait, is that, you said Puerto Rico, right? Because that sounds like downtown Beirut.
I know.
Okay.
It's really
making fun of my country while your country is killing other people that do not believe the same way.
My country's not killing anybody.
See?
Okay.
The other country, maybe.
Okay. We're off to a good start this morning here. So if you're going to tweet us today, it's at the Blaze Brad at Real Chris Cruz.
So we're going to light this up, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to light the cigars up here.
We can't light these up in studio. We're in studio.
I've seen people smoke around here.
You're
going
to set the fire alarms off.
I'm the building manager. I know how to turn them off. Are you kidding?
I guess that's a good thing.
Oh, a great guest coming up here in the next half hour. Thank you for booking him.
Thank you for sending it to me.
This is going to be an amazing interview. Old Jobs coming back. As the Morning Blaze continues.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Cal's here. Chris is here. Keith is going to do headlines for us, right?
Yeah.
At the top of the hour.
We figure he continues to step in.
He can fill my shoes.
Yes. Get him to do some work. He doesn't really do much work around here.
No, he doesn't.
I really don't know what he does around here.
It amazes me.
He does a lot of walking, and he doesn't have
a lot of yelling. A lot of yelling.
Sometimes he yells,
yeah.
He eats out of this big old bowl. Like, it's have you heard of
the giant cereal bowl? Yeah. He eats like a box of cereal in one sitting.
There is that, and his coffee mug is the size of a cat's head. It's huge.
And it is a cat head. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's weirdly enough.
It's a hollowed out cat head.
Which, by the way, my cat, she's good. Thanks for asking, by the way. She, we had to put her in kitty prison while we were gone, but she did something to her leg.
I wouldn't babysat.
Well, she's weird. She just doesn't
like.
You're the
legs.
One, Chris, babysitting right, your cat.
Because don't
he
you
probably
would have
ate it or
yeah.
something.
I'm best friends with a pussycat doll. Right, right. I think I can handle that kind of pussycat.
Well, poor Cooper, which, by the way, she's a girl cat but has a boy's name because I'm not real smart when I get her from the pound. But she, I know, right? And they all go, he's such a good boy. It's a girl. Of course, how do you know on a cat anyway?
I know. Well,
it's, I mean, you, they
if
don't
he's
wear
not
lipstick.
Neutered, right?
Yeah, if he's right. not neutered, you can know.
Well, yeah. Like the squirrels at the Alamo.
The picture you send out?
Yes.
Did you get
holy
that picture?
Cannolis.
Yeah. He put me to shame.
Oh. I'm just, Mommy, that's a boy squirrel. Wow. That's a boy squirrel. Yes. Yes, it is a boy squirrel. But anyway, the cat's fine because she spent a week in kitty jail. So
I'm sure she was pampered.
She's doing much, much, mm-hmm. much better. And they do like her there. All right, more tweets here. Let's see.
Everybody's tweeting at me the aliens dude. I love the meme. I don't know who started it, but it's this guy from the History Channel, one of those, you know, alien specials.
Yep.
He's some sort of scientist of some kind. I don't know exactly what his title is, but he's got crazy hair and he's got this look on his face mm-hmm. and the meme just says aliens. That's all it says.
I'm telling you.
That's all you need. What else do you need?
Donna tweeted at me, Cal's dad works with this guy. Picture the aliens guy.
What is it? TMB listener 002 this week is going to be interesting. Doc Thompson's show may get abducted by listeners and return to the studio. Yeah, but we've actually changed the code on the front door.
I like this one. TMB Saddle Tram. Tweeting out, Cal hates his family so much he pretends to love work.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm dedicated. Mm-hmm. I am dedicated. I come in even when I'm off. Mm-hmm. The last time, I'll admit, my wife drove me crazy enough to come back to work early. I'll admit that one. I was like, this isn't vacation. I'm going back to work. If I'm going to do some work, I might as well get paid for it.
Well, you know, at least you have a place to go.
Yes.
At least you have a place to go.
Yes.
All right. So did everybody see the story about Bernie Sanders?
Which one?
Yeah, I know, right?
He's been on the news this whole weekend.
So President Trump, who, by the way, I have good news about him, from foreigners, even. I'll
foreigners.
Talk about that later, a little bit later. So he's selected Russell Vought, is how you say it, to be the deputy White House budget director, potential budget director.
All right.
This guy's an evangelical Christian.
That's good. That's always good.
Yeah. He responds
he's got a deputy in his title, which means he's really important.
Exactly. Deputy. That's always kind of a weird. It's like an old West thing. But he basically wrote a post on Facebook in response to another post that was his alma mater condemning one of the, I guess, their former students. And he defended her, basically. And he supported evangelical Christians, but kind of dissed Muslims at the same time.
Okay.
And by saying, what was the exact quote that...
he supported Christians by condemning Muslims.
He didn't. Well, he says Muslims do not simply have a deficient theology. They do not know God because they've rejected Jesus Christ, his son, and they stand condemned.
Well, that's not good.
That's what he said. And then so they were asking him, do you believe this statement is Islamophobic? Anyway, there's a great article on this online. Caleb Ikarma. Is that Caleb? Are you on the line?
Yeah, he's here.
Caleb.
Yeah, how's it going? Brad?
Great. Thank you for being here today. This is a fascinating story because obviously it's with our political climate and our religious climate in the country now, things are, shall we say, tense,
to say the least.
Yeah. So give us a little more background on the story.
Yeah. So Vought. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Vought. It's like Vought, but Vought.
Deputy budget director, he wrote that blog post on the resurgence, essentially just laying out the basic tenets of evangelical Christianity. You know, it wasn't like anything extreme or any sort of evangelical dystopia, orthodox or anything. It was just people who don't believe in Jesus aren't saved, per standard Christian faith. And in response to that, obviously, Sanders took an offense because it was specifically talking about the context of Islam. And obviously, that's a religion that the people on the left and progressive movement sort of hold very dear to them. So once Sanders saw that specific post, he felt that Russell was more so talking about Islam in terms of Muslims, specifically like the people he was attacking them and not necessarily their faith and saying it was incompatible with the Christian faith.
And the real crux of this is the fact that he wants to apply this litmus test to Christians, but he says when it comes to Muslims, they should be judged by their views and their abilities and not their religion, right?
Right, yeah. So when it came to Ben Carson in 2015, sort of making a similar inference on Muslims and being Muslim views being compatible with the Constitution in terms of the presidency. Carson was opposed to that, and Sanders obviously blasted him and said, "We shouldn't have religious litmus tests. Aren't something this country should be about? It should be about defending all people regardless of their faith." And so obviously you see the double standard here, and Sanders makes that clear in this hearing.
So, and this is the basis of, I think I've always said when you have eight people at work and you try to decide where to go to lunch, you can't, you have a hard time coming up with a decision. When you have 320 million people in a country, you have a hard time making up any decision at all. And I think that's always where things like this fall. Okay. So let's dissect this a little bit more. Cal, I mean, when you hear that statement, Muslims do not say different theology. They do not know God because they've rejected Jesus Christ, his son. They stand condemned.
That's not true, though. I mean, I'm a Muslim, and I was brought up, we didn't reject Jesus. We actually believe in Jesus and love Jesus. He's a big part of the history and everything. We don't believe in Jesus as a deity, as a
G-O-D?
I'm not Christian, so just correct me if I'm wrong. The Trinity, the Father, Holy Son, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? Yeah. And it's all the same. It's all part of one thing. Mm-hmm. We believe in a separate God is something and Christ is something. He's a prophet like Moses, like Muhammad. He was a messenger. That's our major distinction there. He was, and he had, you know, he was blessed and he healed people and everything but the part of being a deity. All right, so maybe that's what he means.
So, Caleb, in that, I mean, is Sanders right? Is this guy coming down, you know, too hard on one side or the other? Is Sanders being judgmental? What do you think?
No, I mean, I don't think so at all. I think Sanders is being too judgmental, yes, because in the case of the potential budget director, I think he would have said the exact same thing if you asked him about an Orthodox Jew or someone who believes in the flying spaghetti monster. You know, he would have said belief in Jesus is essential, not just belief in him as a person, but belief in him as the way to salvation is essential for you to get into heaven as, you know, part of Christianity. So I don't think it was something necessarily targeting Islam. I think he would have said the same thing about, you know, any other religious belief that does not believe in Jesus Christ as the only way to salvation.
So this is just another example of the left trying to divide and conquer in that sense.
sorry, excuse me. I think it just shows that Bernie is a political hack. You know, that he, when it comes to Muslims, he's totally opposed to religious litmus tests. Mm-hmm. And even go so far as to condemn them. But when it comes to Christianity, he holds them to a double standard. Or the evangelical Christians, who usually happen to be Republicans, you know, he holds them to a different standard and attacks them. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a devout Muslim who does not believe, you know, that believing in the basic tenets of Islam is the only way to salvation.
You know, it's fascinating because as a kid, I remember growing up, you know, you'd say the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God, indivisible, and all
Whoa.
Of that. I know. It's
under who?
Crazy. Under God. Big
Whoa,
G, God.
G-O-D?
I know.
Oh.
And we have come to a point in time where we've become so divisive, or is it divisive? We've become so divisive that is there any coming back from the precipice that we're standing on? Essentially, I mean, when you have people like Bernie Sanders, you know, doing things like this, keeping the divide out there, is there any hope that we ever come back and become a cohesive society again?
You know, it's interesting that you asked that because I was thinking about Carson's comments too in 2015 and how he was specifically objecting to Sharia, and obviously, I'm not an Islamic scholar, but there are many different strands of Sharia. So I even had issue with Carson sort of opposing religious liberty in that sense. And obviously, and our country has like a long history of both religious freedom and religious discrimination going all the way back, you know, to the founding. So I think religious liberty has to be the one thing we can agree on, you know, that we all believe in different faiths and see different paths to salvation in the afterlife. So if we can't even agree on just letting everyone else be in terms of what they believe in their religion, then I don't know if there's a path back to the cohesive society where we can all get along if we don't even have that underlying value of just tolerance of each other and what we believe. It seems like a pretty basic aspect of freedom to have in place. And without that, I don't know, it seems like everything else might be a moot point.
So basically, we are hopeless as a society. That's kind
of, thank you, Caleb. Yeah. And it's Monday morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Why can't it just be, I believe in this, you believe in that? Let's go about our day.
What? And by the way, when you said the pledge under God, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean under Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it doesn't. This is
it means under the God that you believe. And if that has to be the spaghetti monster or a guy named Muhammad, mm-hmm. you know, you're good. It's not. I don't know what. When did it happen? And I really want to try test this. That when was it that God became this Jesus guy? No, it's whatever God you believe in.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And that does not make me like, oh, you dissing on Jesus. No, I'm being respectful on whatever you believe because Brad believes on the spaghetti monster. I believe in Jesus, and you believe in.
And I don't care. What Why does it bother you so much, or why does it affect your day?
Because it's not my God that you believe in.
So what?
Because it's not my God.
There's so much more crap I got to deal with in the day. I don't care whether you believe in the spaghetti monster or Jesus or whatever, man. Just believe whatever. Believe and move on.
Caleb, see what you started this morning? Just thanks to the article. Do you have a website, Caleb?
I do not. I do a lot of freelancing. I'm doing a editorial fellowship over at USA Today right now.
Okay. What's your Twitter handle?
What's your Twitter handle?
You can follow me on Twitter at Caleb E. Karma, CalebEcarma. That's where I post all my hot takes. And,
is that what you call them? Hot takes?
A lot of bad opinions. Yeah, mostly bad opinions, but, you know.
Hot takes. Is that a new thing now? I mean,
I guess it is. Pancakes, not one.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Hot takes. Okay.
That's on the streets right now.
All right. See, I've crossed over.
Well, he's
over.
A millennial, we can trust him.
Yeah, I've caught the old. Caleb, thank you for joining us this morning. We certainly appreciate it, and making sure that our country, we're so screwed.
Yeah, sorry about the bad news. You know, happy Monday. Yeah. Hopefully we can get better.
Have a great rest of the day, Caleb.
All right, you too. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I'm going to go home and drink now. That's all I did last week, so I might as well continue doing it this week. Let's talk about Relief Factor, because I'm telling you what one thing I made sure that I put in my suitcase before I left for vacation, Relief Factor.
That's the stuff that got you through the weekend?
Mm-hmm. It indeed is. Relief Factor, I'm telling you, if you are suffering from minor aches and pains, if you have arthritis, I'm telling you, this has worked for me. It worked for back pain for me. It worked when I got my surgery on my foot. If you are in pain, if you're suffering from acute pain, look, try Relief Factor. You can do the number one thing everybody I've ever talked to that has gotten on Relief Factor is, hey, it works. The one thing they've all done is waited. I heard you talk about it, and I waited for like a month. And then I finally called them. 800-500-8384 is the number. You can go to relieffactor.com. You get a 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95. That's less than $20. And I'm telling you, the stuff works. Are you still taking it, Cal?
I am. I give some to my dad, actually. He's got back issues. He's like, my back's bothering him. I'm like, here you go, Dad.
Don't tell nobody.
Thank me later.
And it works. Are you still taking it?
I'm still taking
it. Still helping you sleep at night?
I still sleep with my baby.
And that's just it. As soon as I gave some to Chris, he's like, man, I have to fall asleep.
And guess who? Okay. The pain was not letting me fall asleep.
See?
Wow.
See? And you've got like bionic parts in you.
Yes, I do.
See, I have two screws in me now. Oh. So we have something kind of in common.
He got a couple screws loose. That's
right.
What you're
having. Yeah, good morning. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. Don't forget to tweet us. Use the hashtag WhatILearnedToday at The Blaze Brad, at Cal79, Real Chris Cruz as well. And we will be back as The Morning Blaze continues.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson will be right back on The Blaze Radio Network.
Coming in, use the hashtag what I learned today. We all knew at the Blaze Brad was screwed, but thought that was just working with Doc Thompson. That's JR15. Oh, and Amanda, she's a smart woman.
Did you just put a Glenn?
Maybe. I don't know, did I?
30 seconds left on this last slot. Yeah. You pulled a Glenn.
Yeah. You went a little long there.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It all adds up to 60 minutes in the end. You boys are doing a great job loving the show. Amanda, you are a smart, smart woman.
Yes, you are.
Stay tuned. More in the Morning Blaze coming up.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.